corporate government, fuck all of y'all. Corporate media, corporate music, corporate government, fuck all of y'all. Who do you pay to hear a song? Does the real author get a dime? Who gets the rights of the real creators? Fuck all of y'all.
Yes, and the Oceania Indie Media Newsreel number 3 is now online. The Oceania, that's at oceania.indymedia.org. Edition 3 of Oceania Indie Media Newsreel is out now, free and open to consume. You can download the whole CD's worth of independent media right there at oceania.indymedia.org/newsreel. Newsreel spelled with an E-A-L. But yeah, just go to oceania.indymedia. The newsreel is now full on in its entirety online as individual segments. So get on over there and check it out. But it's a compilation of short, critical documentaries focusing on social and environmental issues in Southeast Asia, Australia and the Pacific, distributed at the Indie Media site online and also on a VCD, which you can email and get a copy posted out to you. Some of the things that are being looked at...
Maori struggles in Eritrea. I believe, what were you watching the other night, Oh, Lake Cowell.
Yeah, last night, I downloaded two of them last night. I downloaded the Aboriginal Tent Embassy one. Beautiful stuff. Great stuff. You've got Kevin Buzzacott holding the coat of arms in the air and a great voiceover narrative. And it's very good, well put together, raw, yet quite spicy version of events of what happened. There's a bit of a struggle there between Buzzacott and the cops. And he points out that it's quite offensive to steal somebody else's logo, pretty much, and use it for your own ends, which is what this guy thought. And he ended up being I've forgotten what happened with the outcome of the court case, but you have to just go there and download. I think it's about 5 megabytes big.
But you can download individual segments rather than the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's only... The segment itself, the documentary itself, that particular one was only, I think, about 8 minutes long. So they're quite short, and you can consume them really quickly. They're fast to download, and, they're free. So get on.
Stories about the theft of oil in Timor... by Australia, of course.
Yeah.
Food Not Bombs in Australia.
Yeah, Food Not Bombs in Melbourne. Food Not Bombs is, as we've been talking about on this show lately, a loose-knit group of independent collectives, serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs claims that myriad corporate and government priorities are skewed to cause hunger amid abundance, which is quite classic when you consider that some $5.5 billion worth of food gets thrown away every single year. Food Not Bombs is right there to grab some of that and redistribute it for free amongst people. So yeah, Plug TV got on and did a bit of a doco on that one. The other one, the Tent Embassy with Buzzacott, the Aboriginal elder, Lake Cowell, where Uncle Neville. Lake Cowell's 47 k's out of West Wyalong in New South Wales. And it's the biggest inland lake in the state and protected by 2 international agreements on migratory birds, and is also listed on the National Heritage Register as significant wetland, and it's home to many native and endangered species. And the Canadian gold mining company Barrick Mining has proposed to mine at Lake Cowell using cyanide and lethal chemicals. Activists travelled to Lake Cowell in October 2004 to challenge Barrick and act in solidarity with Indigenous people. It's a beautiful little documentary, very short. I think it's about 6 or 8 minutes, and it shows almost in tears watching some of the fire being quelled at the gates, watching the mining company officers trying to extinguish this sacred flame, and it took them so many different attempts to actually try and put it out. Every time they put it out, it would start up again, and people were arrested. I think 2 or 3 people were arrested at the gates, and it's quite moving stuff with a great soundtrack to go along with it.
Excellent. We're going to get a copy of the newsreel for the next Indie Media fundraiser.
Yeah, we will. Yes, I think I believe one of our affectionately known as Pabs, one of our geeks, has got a copy already, and I think he's got several copies. So yeah, they'll be available at the next Indie Media fundraiser, which I'm not sure the date of that one.
Well, yet about 3 weeks away.
Yeah, I think it'll end up being the 26th of November. I think something like that. Speaking of which, the last Indie Media fundraiser we had a few bands played, including New Lost City. And you can catch them on Monday night, actually, on the 7th at the Hyde Park. They'll be playing their raucous brand of music for the masses at the Hyde Park on Monday night. So, yeah, get down and check them out, playing all sorts of crazy beats. We'll be back in a minute.
At least 20 to 30 young people throwing rocks. You can hear them impacting against cars and against trucks. I haven't seen any police officers.